When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that is not the Christmas song that science has determined is most dangerous to your health. Shime, filling in for Courtney, will get to what that song is during the news coming up in just about a half an hour at 7:45 on a Thai Tuesday. Thai Law on with us at 9, but right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's start post-game from last night. Ja'Marr Chase in the Cincinnati Bengals win over the Dallas Cowboys talked about if he would like to run it back with his guys, Joe Burrow and T. Higgins. Here was his exchange with the reporter post-game.
How much do you think, Ja'Marr, about running it back with you, T, and Joe, just one more season if you could? Do you think about that at all?
I do think about it sometimes. You know, it runs my mind. That actually ran my mind. He asked me what I was thinking about before the toss, and when I was sitting down, that actually ran across my brain. But I try not to think too much of it. You know, that's really out of my control. I wish I could sign T myself and have him with me, you know, for eternity. But, you know, some things don't work that way.
That's your moonshot, Wiggy.
Yeah, there it is.
Ja'Marr Chase to the Pats.
Yep.
You think you're able to pry him loose?
I know Boomer always tells us there's no way in hell, but if he's frustrated and they're not willing to make him the highest paid wide receiver or one of the top two, then why can't he be open for business?
I mean, I think the way Drake May has played helps a little bit, right? Like, you should be somewhat of a destination.
Right.
You're building a new football headquarters, so there will probably be a game room and billiards and maybe some kind of a swimming pool or something by 2025.
Well, so, when you think it really is the money with him, because he held out wanting a new deal. So is Cincinnati willing to give him $100 million and what they give Justin Jefferson, $120 million in guaranteed money? So are they willing to give him close to that?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I don't know. It'll be an interesting offseason. There will certainly be people, if not on the free agent market, on the trading block. Mm-hmm. And if I ran things today, this is what I would do. I would trade back from 5-4, wherever they are, 3.
Keep losing,
three
you might
right
be
now,
one.
I think, right?
Yeah,
and so I would try and get multiple first-round picks. So that team's first and another first. I would trade one of those firsts for a known commodity that would take over as a receiver or likely a receiver. I would trade a first
round. Like a day one known commodity wide receiver, you know, maybe not an A, but an A minus.
A minus, yeah.
Like a Deebo Samuel?
Right.
An A.J. Brown who's frustrated?
I would do A.J. over Deebo, I think.
Right.
Well, who knows? Somebody, but that's what I would do. I would get multiple first round picks, use one of those first round picks to get a known commodity at your area of your biggest need.
That's what I would do. That's why the more you lose, the higher your draft status will go up.
But I think things have changed, at least when it comes to Drake May and making this a destination. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the quarterback, so there are going to be, I think, guys who are going to want to play with him.
Yeah, as long as you cut them the check.
And there will be coaches that might be more interested in coming here.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, one of the big topics for us has been Bill Belichick and his reported conversations with the University of North Carolina. Well, Bill Belichick was on the Let's Go podcast with the ever awesome Jim Gray. here was Bill Belichick talking about the idea of college and if he's even interested in breaking the Shula record in the NFL. Here was Bill Belichick.
You know, I think the college game is closer to the pro game than it's ever been with the new kind of landscape in college football. So, you know, I've explored it and we'll see how it works out.
I think it's widely assumed that you'd like to win another Super Bowl. And I think it's widely assumed by those of us who make these assumptions that you'd like to break Don Shula's record. Is that and are those two things in the forefront of your mind?
Yeah, Jim, I don't have any set goals. I'm open to different opportunities going forward and I'll just evaluate them as they come.
All right.
I mean, he's back to not saying anything.
Right.
The media fascination thing for him is about over. So
yeah. They actually said that direct thing.
Did he?
Yeah, that's
he
a good did. Pull
he
by
said,
you.
He said that.
Yeah, because Jim Gray was like, it sounds like you're already back on the sideline. And Bill said, yeah, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like he's in that mode.
He even said on Pat McAfee yesterday, I want to get my press conference, quote unquote, aura back.
Yeah. He definitely wants to coach.
Yes.
So, I guess maybe it doesn't matter to him whether it's the NFL or college.
At least that's what it sounds like, right? Because even with Jim Gray, the whole speculation, it seems like he just loves to coach. And
do you believe him that, I mean, I believe him is hard to, do you think he doesn't care that much about the Shula record?
I personally don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
I mean, like, I've had conversations with him, like, after my playing days. And for him, he loves to coach. He loves to teach the game of football. And he just that's his biggest thing. And obviously winning is part of that, part of the coaching element, but it's not like, oh, I'm only doing this to break the record. He just loves to coach. He's the only guy you can ask about football questions. He'll talk about stories that happened 40 years ago in an obscure game of some guy on a punt return.
But I have to say, I think that one thing that drives him, and I respect it, is grievance. And he's always hated the Jets because of what the Jets did to him. And I have always believed deeply that after that docuseries came out, he wanted to go and stick it to Kraft.
Yeah, he probably wants to prove Robert Kraft wrong.
And you don't do that in college.
Right, right. Well, coming up in about 10 minutes at 7:20 or thereabouts, we'll hear what he said to Pat McAfee yesterday about what he envisions his college program being like and how it might be different, I guess, than others. What else, Shine?
My guy, Drake May, was on with the afternoon program yesterday, and I thought this response was interesting. Jerod Mayo on our program yesterday morning talked about how turnovers were such a big deal. I think that was in response to a great Wiggy question. Drake May was then asked about the turnovers, and it's interesting which part of his turnovers he feels most responsible for or needs to be fixed and is most important in his mind. Here was Drake May about the turnovers.
Yeah, I think it's tough balance. I think just emphasis on balls carried in the pocket. I think the fumbles are the biggest thing that I think have hurt us and where they've been at, in our own side of the field and especially timing. I think kind of end of the game, interceptions, I think those are obviously those I'd like to have back, but at the same time, I'm trying to win the game. It's like I'm trying to throw interceptions. So I think that's the goal. And I think there's an even balance of me going to make plays and trying to take care of the ball. So I think some of them have a few tip ones recently that have been kind of kind of unfortunate. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we're moving the ball well. We got guys making plays. You know, we're fighting. We're staying in these games. A lot of these one-score games, we've got to come up the right side of them, and I think we're going through down the road. So, you know, nothing too, you know, really trying to focus in on, you know, like little things like two hands in the pocket, or, you know, hey, throw a check down, you know, little stuff like that can go a long way and not turn the ball over.
I don't think he cares about the interceptions.
There have been some, like Jones, our guy, who have been all over him for turnovers.
Right.
And I don't put many on him.
Yeah, the interceptions, I agree with him on. You know, he's trying to win games.
But even like a sack fumble, that's the offensive line in my mind.
So there's a couple of them. The Rams one, you're right, Greg, not his fault. But I want to say it was the Miami game where he was trying to hold off the defender with one hand, had the ball in his other hand, and it got slapped out. Like, that's a mistake he can't make.
Well, okay, it pains me to say this, but at least he's not doing the Mac Jones, which Mac Jones did
amazing
on Sunday, where he's getting sacked and he just lofts the ball
so
up 15 yards as high as he can possibly throw it.
Absolute art.
So a defender has time to get under it.
Like it's a hot potato.
Mac Jones is like, hey, let me throw this up into the air 50 feet so that you have time to get under it and intercept it.
Isn't it wild that it's never been easier in terms of the rules all being created to protect the quarterback, yet it seems like some are playing the position worse than it's ever been played.
It's unbelievable.
Mac Jones is so awful.
Yeah, well, we knew that from day one, but Brady even said it. I think it was on the broadcast where he said, And this is something that Drake May is just gonna have to get better at, and he'll get better at as he plays more. You just have to have, sometimes you have to have a feel in the pocket for when, all right, I haven't gotten rid of the ball, because Brady was talking about how a guy got sacked and he was like, he should be able to feel that pressure.
Meaning that I haven't, it's 3-4 seconds or whatever, I just have to get rid of the ball.
Yes.
Whether it's blindside or not.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and that just comes with time where you start to feel the pressure. Even though you're looking downfield, you start to feel that pressure around you. So then you might take that ball a little bit more high and tight to your body.
Yeah. So. Can I throw in a very quick, we don't have the audio of it, but it's a very, I thought, quick funny quote, not funny, but a sad quote about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
The actress.
Yes.
She spoke to Outside Magazine about her relationship. Quote, I haven't shared much about my relationship with Aaron because it always makes me cry. It was not right. She said that she had a really awful traumatic thing happen to her during their relationship. She said that they went on a retreat and it was completely toxic, and that he kept her feeling that he kept dictating how she would feel, and she said that he was just an awful, awful human being.
Huh.
Which is wild.
Yeah. Well, she's a great actress, by the way.
Who awesome. Is she?
She was in Big Little Lies. Was that
correct,
show?
Correct, the HBO show.
She, very beautiful woman and very talented actress. Like, that's sad. So, wouldn't you expect that if he's a full-blown narcissist that it's going to be a toxic relationship?
Oh, totally.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to believe a woman who was scorned. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
One.
Whoa.
I mean, whoa. I went on a retreat with Rogers Aaron, the guy I dated, and he broke up with me. And he was a great guy. Okay. Like,
you always defend.
Well, she broke up with him.
You always defend the athlete.
No, I mean, I find it interesting when people are in relationships and while they're in the relationship, it's all, you know, rainbows and like my man Zoe says, unicorns. And then as soon as the relationship ends,
everything was awful.
No. Years later. You know what? This guy.
He was toxic.
He was toxic. He took me on a retreat one time, and he locked me in this dark room. Stop it.
We went on a darkness retreat, and there was no light.
Stop it.
Also, why are you going on a retreat with your significant other?
Like, I mean, you could have stopped it. Why are you going on a retreat?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, like, you're dating this guy. How long didn't they date for a while?
I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting quote.
Yeah, I always love how the quotes are very, like, Giselle did it with Brady. Like, the quotes are always towards the guy. Listen, I'm not an Aaron Rodgers, like, fan for his personality, but they're always so, like, negative how he treated her in the relationship. But yet you stood with him for all those years?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you know. You stood with Rodgers or Giselle stood with Brady for all those years, and he treated me so poorly.
Well, Danica Patrick went complete low blow on him, mm-hmm, and suggested that he was not very good in bed.
Right. She made him see like not he was a
good
simp.
He wasn't good at a certain way of
right.
Of offering pleasure to somebody yes. else. Apparently.
His foreplay is the Ben Shapiro podcast.
I mean, right. You feel like. At his age, he ought to have at least mastered that.
Well, but if he's not doing it a lot, maybe, you know.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. Probably waiting to get his back scratched.
Well, you would think he'd be getting many reps at it, but clearly Rodgers is not.
He's like, not until you scratch my back first for an hour. All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And here is Shime filling in for Courtney, who somehow got chosen to be on a jury yesterday with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the 99. We saw Monday Night Football last night as the Bengals took down the Cowboys 27-20, ending all hope for Dallas to make the playoffs this year. And that came in large part thanks to a Dallas special teams blunder late in that game. The Celtics have a few days off. They'll welcome the Pistons to the Garden on Thursday. The Bruins are in Winnipeg to take on the Jets tonight. And we have the Heisman finalists for you. Ashton Jaunte, the running back from Boise State. Dylan Gabriel, quarterback at Oregon. Cam Ward, the quarterback at Miami. And Travis Hunter, the corner/receiver at Colorado.
Shouldn't it go to... Is the Heisman... Is it just the best player in college football, or does it...
It's not like an MVP, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, so, okay.
No,
so,
it's the best player in college football.
Correct.
The most outstanding,
so it doesn't matter, like, what that player's team's record is.
No.
To be fair, all these guys that have been nominated all have good records, and that's generally how it goes. You generally have to have... Or you're generally playing really well if your team's also playing well, but...
Right. Okay.
No, I was just asking if it was like a stat, you know.
It is for outstanding performance, which best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity, which is why OJ's is no longer his.
All right.
We missed that entire beginning part because your microphone was off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you for that.
It's for the outstanding performance, which best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity.
All right. Whatever that means, I guess the best player.
Shime has gained a lot of confidence on this program over the last bunch of months. I really like it.
I love it.
I really commend you. Not only are you producing a great radio program, but you, sir, are rising to the level of the tippity top of talent around this building.
You know, Greg, I appreciate your support of me, and I'm just, you know, keep grinding. When the bat signal goes up, Batman arrives. Yeah. That's how it works.
I mean, pigs in a blanket, mashed potatoes, not your thing, but...
Nope, I'm going to stay away from those.
Radio is.
Damn
radio
right.
Is. Found your calling.
Trending Now was brought to you by the 99. If you want good mashed potatoes, go there and don't ask for mine. You've got to try the 99 restaurants. Do $14.99 big deal meals for a hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
38 degrees in Boston, feels like 30. Afternoon high of 44.